The Financial Symphony. Helping you compose a more harmonious financial plan and getting your portfolio in tune. So sit back while we strike up the band. The Financial Symphony starts now.
Welcome to the Financial Symphony. I'm Ron Stutz along with Dan DiVerna. Of course, he is your financial consultant at Creative Financial Partners. If you're in Toledo, Perrysburg, wherever you are in the area, call Dan DiVerna at 800-373-9715. 800-373-9715. You can check him out on his website, dandiverna.com. But again, that number to call is 800-373-9715. We'll give you that contact information right off the bat because it's so important. And Dan, I trust that you've had an outstanding week.
Fantastic week, Ron. Fantastic.
Well, we're going to talk about a lot of interesting things on today's show, and I can't wait. Let's start with 401k rollovers. We often talk about the importance of not leaving a 401k with your old company after you no longer work there, although a lot of people do that. What are the main benefits of rolling an old 401k into an IRA?
Well, one of the big advantages is you get to work with me, Ron.
Yeah, absolutely.
but really one of the things that usually happens, if you look at somebody's 401k, they've had this 401k, their employer where they've been working for years and years. They might have 10 investment options and then they'll have some kind of turnkey programs where they might have another 7 or 8 options that are based upon their age. And those are good if you don't have any other options. But the truth is that when you open up into that IRA platform that you typically would have the options of maybe 15,000 options. I mean, any stock, bond, mutual fund, there's so many different options out there. So I would start with investment choices. Mm-hmm. A second one, which I kind of mentioned jokingly, was the ability to work with an advisor. That's a big advantage. And also, we have many people that have had 401ks with an employer, and it feels very free. But in fact, oftentimes there are fees that are embedded there, and sometimes they're helping to cover the cost of the plan. And so we want to kind of dig into those things and make sure that everybody's aware of what their options are, what directions they might possibly go. And depending upon where you're at and where your kind of your phase is and your spot, we want to make sure that there's something that's lined up out of those 15,000 options that fits perfect for you.
Okay. There are all kinds of things to think about, of course. You can't just do these things willy-nilly, and that's why it's so good to come in and talk with you, because you think about all these things, and you've dealt with all kinds of scenarios, and certainly the ability to work with an advisor is a very important part of all that. And there are also ways to, get all caught up in hidden fees in your 401k, and I know that you are well-versed in ways to avoid that kind of thing. You know, we talk so many times on the show about how most people don't have any idea what kind of fees they're paying, and you can help them avoid that situation.
Yeah, we can dig into that. We can dig into all your investment options. We can grade them out on how good they are. We can grade them out on the expenses. We can look at the plan's expenses and determine if it makes sense at all to roll the money out into an IRA, or maybe every once in a while we'll find it that inside the 401k makes all the sense in the world for their overall financial plan. One of the other things that happens a lot is people very seldom know all of their plan options. So oftentimes we'll have somebody that has access to perhaps like an in-service withdrawal, which usually happens at age 59 and a half, but sometimes even before that, they're eligible for this, and it's all very much specific and based upon your plan. But these are options that might give somebody a big advantage over somebody that doesn't have those options. So determining that, figuring it out, and knowing which way to go is a lot of what we do every day, really.
We're talking with Dan DiVerna on today's edition of the Financial Symphony. And Dan, I'm just sitting here wondering, you're talking about, rolling over a 401k into an IRA. I'm wondering, what are the tax implications of doing a rollover like that?
Well, this is one of the things we do every single week. We're moving money from retirement plans and into IRAs and things like that. And we're always making sure that we are making these be non-taxable events. Very crucial, very big deal. We want to make sure that you are not paying tax on these dollars until the dollars are being spent. So we make sure that we follow all the rules. The IRS gives us the guidelines, and we work within these guidelines to make sure that all of our clients are getting the best kind of advice. And we're mapping this out through our money map process. We're mapping it out without any taxable events until we are good and ready to pay the taxes on these monies.
Well, let's say that people out there have an idea that they want to roll over their 401k while they're still working for the company that they've been working for a long time. What are their options?
Well, first of all, we're going to dig into the plan and see if they have options to do this at all. And that's a one thing. Many times they don't have those options until age 59 and a half. At 59 and a half, most everybody has the option to do that. And so we will sit down, we will do a thorough fact finder. We really want to understand and make sure the client understands us and that we understand the client and where their objectives are and where they're trying to head to. So we will map those out, and then we're going to lay out and say, hey, this is some of the options, these are some of the ideas that we have, and we kind of just go back and forth. It's a very casual setting. One of the questions I get all the time, Ron, is, you know, when I meet with Dan, is it going to be a tension-filled situation? I don't want to feel like I'm being sold anything. And so what I'll do is just we take our time. It's consistent. It's as laid back as we are on the radio. And we get to know each other. We want to make sure everybody's moving in the same direction. And it really ends up being a lot of fun. And almost every single time we meet with a new person, the feedback that we get is, geez, I wish I would have done this sooner.
Yeah.
So if you're one of those people that's been hesitating and thinking about it, maybe you've listened to the show a few times, or maybe, you know, I'm somebody that one of your friends has told you about, then I'd love to have the invitation here. Either go to our website and check us out and shoot us an email telling us that you're interested in talking, or give us a call right now. This is the hardest part, is the reach out. And after that, it's very easy. It's very smooth. And whether you're looking for a second opinion on the things that you already have, or if you're starting from scratch, we'd love to talk to you.
If you'd like to get in touch with Dan DiVerna and come into Creative Financial Partners and have a conversation, and as Dan just said, it's going to be a very informal, very comfortable conversation. No salesmanship involved, no high pressure at all. Call this number, 800-373-9715. That is 1-800-373-9715. Call that number and get on the calendar, come in at a very convenient time, and sit down and have a conversation at Dan's office in Perrysburg, wherever you live. Northwestern Ohio. Folks come in all the time, and Dan talks with a lot of different people with a lot of different scenarios, and nothing you say is going to surprise him, and you're going to enjoy the conversation. I think you'll really enjoy getting to know Dan as well. 800-373-9715. That is Dan DiVerna, Creative Financial Partners in Perrysburg. Call that number, get on the calendar, and come in for a conversation. We'll have more conversation on today's radio show. This is the Financial Symphony, and there's more on the way.
Much like the musicians fine-tuning the acoustics of their instruments or analyzing the acoustics of a room before a performance, your financial maestro fine-tuned your financial plan to adapt to the ever-changing financial world. Don't settle for an advisor who offers a sales pitch and calls it a plan. Make sure you hit all the right notes in your financial plan.
In Northwestern Ohio, call Dan DiVerna at 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715.
It's time for a fireside chat as we get to know your local Financial Symphony maestro a bit better.
You're listening to the Financial Symphony. Ron Stutz here along with Dan DiVerna, 800-373-9715. That is 1-800-373-9715. That's how you reach Dan DiVerna. We'll give you that number again in just a little while here. But this is our Getting to Know You segment on today's show. And Dan, I think a lot of people who are listening to the show on a regular basis would love to know how you managed to end up in this business. What led you to do what you're doing now?
So that's a really interesting question. When I think back to when I first started liking the idea of this type of job, I wanted to be a stockbroker. And I don't even remember exactly how I stumbled into that idea, but I knew I wanted to deal with money. And as I got out of high school and I went to college, and then, you know, life kind of happens. And anybody that knows the math on this, my son Derek is 24 now, and I'm I was a very young dad, and so I got thrust into the workforce and took one job and went to another one, and before you know it, college is on the back burner. But finally, I got back in. I was working at Cooper Tire from 11 at night till 7 in the morning, and then I would go to school. I would go home, take a nap, then go to school during the day. Then I'd go back home, take another nap, which only a young person could do because it was insane. Then I would go back to work at 11 o'clock at night. And as I got done with school and I was wrapping up and I was getting ready to do an internship, I decided to do it with New England Financial. And Tim Croak, who I still work with and is my mentor, and we still are very, very close. But I went to work with him at New England Financial, and it was, in my mind, close to being a stockbroker. And then as I really discovered and understood it, I realized what was different about us or myself and the way I'm wired in comparison to the typical stockbroker is that I was in a situation and wanted to have a situation where I was always going to have these good, sound relationships. And my experience with the stockbrokers when I first was leaving college was, and I interviewed with some and almost took a job, was that it was not as much relationship. It was more transaction-based. And what I wanted to have was the opportunity to work with people that were like my family, that needed my help, and that we could potentially work together for the next 5, 10, 15, 20, 30, 35 years. And so this was the opportunity that I seized. I seized the moment, and Tim was gracious enough to offer me a job, and I was super excited to get it. And, you know, we were just talking about recently that, you know, I wasn't always sure. I mean, I always felt like I was going to make it, but not too many people make it in this business. I mean, I think almost 95% of the people that try fail. And so I feel pretty fortunate to be in a situation where I'm able to go to work every day and it doesn't feel like work at all. So pretty happy ending there for me.
Well, it's really a relationship business, as you said, and I know why you're so good at it. Dan DiVerna, and that is our Getting to Know You segment on today's edition of the Financial Symphony. Stay with us. There's more coming up.
Prior to a performance, it's essential that all musicians get in tune. Without proper tuning, the performance will suffer and the sound will... It won't be music to your ears. Tuning in the financial world is equally important. Make sure your financial plan is pitch perfect by calling today.
In Northwestern Ohio, call Dan DiVerna at 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715.
It's time for another Musical Connection, where we blend the worlds of music and finance together. Here's friend of the show, financial advisor, and musician Mark Lloyd with Ron Stutz.
This is the Musical Connection on the Financial Symphony. Hi, I'm Ron Stutz along with Mark Lloyd. And Mark, let's talk about Jackson Browne. You a big Jackson Browne fan?
I back in the 70s, I used to play some of his songs.
Yeah.
I love his music.
I love that guy. He's the quintessential California singer-songwriter, and I'm wondering what we can learn about retirement planning from Jackson Browne. And, you know, he's a guy who wrote Take It Easy, the Eagles made famous. Jackson Browne lived in an apartment in L.A. right below Glenn Frey of the Eagles, of course. Pretty awesome apartment complex with those two guys in there.
Yeah.
He'd started writing the song that we know today as Take It Easy, but he was having trouble finishing it. So Glenn came downstairs one day to visit and started working on the song with him and came up with a key lyric, "It's a girl, my lord, in a flatbed Ford slowing down to take a look at me." You remember
classic.
That?
Yeah. That's a classic.
Absolutely.
Lyric.
Standing on a corner in Winslow, Arizona. Well,
yep.
Jackson Browne turned the song over to Frey at that point, and it eventually became the Eagles' very first single. And we all know that that has become a real iconic song. Both Jackson Browne and Glenn Frey share the songwriting credits. But what I'm wondering is what we can learn from that as far as retirement planning is concerned.
There was a collaboration there, wasn't there?
Yeah, a very good one, too.
Yeah, very talented collaboration. You know, and some financial advisors are terrific at what they do, you know. but their skill isn't necessarily conducive to helping you finish the song.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe your financial advisor you have right now, you feel, well, you know, my money is growing right now, and I'm seeing my money, you know, hit you know, record territories that it's never hit before. I've got the most money I've ever had. And that's a good thing. We praise that, you know? And you should have that, because the S&P 500 is hitting all-time records right now. So you should have the most money that you have ever had right now. But at some point, it becomes necessary to stop working exclusively with just accumulation, with just growing, growing, growing. And you got to be thinking about, like we've said many, many times on the show, about preserving what you have and then eventually taking distributions from what you have. If you've got an IRA and a 401k and you're retired, the IRS is already mandating that you take distributions. That's 70 and a half. You got to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't take the right amount out of your 401k or IRA, they're going to penalize you 50%, 50. They don't fool around with this. So you know distributions are coming. But for most of our listeners, distribution is going to come when they retire. We call that permanent unemployment. There's no more paycheck coming in. And when we get to that point, we got to now create a paycheck out of that account, out of that retirement portfolio. And the worst thing you could do is be drawing income and the market's taking a dive or the market's even taking a dip. Because if that happens, you're locking in losses that you'll never get back. There's more shares of whatever you're invested in having to be sold to create your check. That's why it's important to have a plan in place. Yeah, we can still have some growth. That's longevity growth. I get that. Maybe a Roth IRA is great for that, because that's the last money you want to use. You want to get rid of your pre-tax money first and your Roth IRA last. So maybe we have that in a growth model. But everything else we've got to be thinking is so, so important to protect that money. Asset preservation. But you know what? We got to grow it too. Because things are going to get higher. We have to factor in inflation. We know our expenses are going to increase. We may have some unexpected expenses. We talk about that, miscellaneous rears her ugly head, miscellaneous bills, miscellaneous healthcare costs. And if that happens, you've got to have extra income, extra cash flow, extra money to be able to pay for that. So it's so important to have a plan in place. Not just we don't stop accumulating, but we have a strategy in place to make sure that we've got some of our money set aside, that we're not going to have to worry about losing it. And here's the good news, folks. There's different ways of doing this. There's not one cure-all. There's different ways of meeting your goal with that. And what we love to do is show you the different ways, teach you about them, and then you can make a good decision. I'm comfortable with this. I'm not comfortable with that. That makes sense. That doesn't appeal to me. And by collaborating, you and us collaborating together, just like Glenn Frey and Jackson Brown did, we can put together a plan that you're going to be happy with and comfortable with, but we're going to be able to make sure that you're going to be able to sustain your lifestyle through retirement. So, Ron, tell them how to get in touch with us to find out how to do that.
Just pick up the phone and call 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715. You can get a complimentary review of your financial plan. Just call now to take advantage. 800-373-9715.
Flowers grow faster when listening to music, according to the National Institute of Agricultural Biotechnology. In the same way, your portfolio grows faster when listening to the Financial Symphony, probably.
Welcome back to the Financial Symphony. Ron Stutz here along with Dan Naverna. He is your financial consultant, serving all of northwestern Ohio, really, from his office in Perrysburg at Creative Financial Partners. If you live in Toledo, Perrysburg, wherever you are, go ahead and make this phone call, 800-373-9715. That is 1-800-373-9715. You may have been listening to the show for a long time. Why not go ahead and make the decision to make that phone call and get on the calendar, 1-800-373-9715. Dan, let's talk about retirement planning myths. I know that there are a lot of myths out there, a lot of information out there, and a lot of misinformation as well. There's an almost endless list of retirement planning myths that need to be debunked. And I know that you're a good debunker. So I wonder if you'll debunk these statements that I'm going to make here. Some people may say, hey, don't touch the principal. Live off the interest. I know you can easily debunk that one.
Well, it's been about 20 years since retiree could reasonably expect to live off the interest. I mean, especially if you're talking about a bank. I have so many clients, and the number one thing that they're talking about, or at least in the top three consistently, is the money that they have at the bank and how it's not doing anything for them. And so we've been in a lowering interest rate environment for all this time, and now we're actually getting to the point where interest rates are going to start to move up, where someone could start to think about making some progress with money at the bank again. But it hasn't been a situation like that. The other thing is that you could not have, with the types of investments that people have been putting their money into, the kind of predictable income is not there. So if you're not at the bank, it's really tough to go out there and get a guarantee or a promise from anybody that you can live off of, and let alone understand exactly where you're going to be a year or two later. I mean, if you're looking at something with many of these stocks or many of the mutual funds, they have such a difference in what they're paying from year to year that most people don't have that kind of flexibility and to say, hey, I'm just going to live off whatever they send me. So that's definitely not something that we've been doing. I'll tell you, the other thing is, much like cars, you line up a 65 Mustang, 85 Mustang, and a 2017. They're all pretty cool, and they're fun to get around in. But the 2017 gets 30-some miles a gallon. I mean, just the newer investments are made for people that are in these situations where they don't want to outlive their money. They don't want to be a burden on their kids. And so this is a absolute optimum situation for those people. But thinking that you're going to get that interest rate and that yield out of a bank, it's just really not the way people are doing it anymore.
Another good example of how things have changed. Things used to be a lot simpler than they are now, and these days you need a more sophisticated approach, and that's why it's a good idea to come in and have a conversation with Dan DiVerna. How about a retirement planning myth that says the more a financial plan weighs, the more impressive it is, the thicker it is, the more valuable it is?
Yeah, so that's a funny one, because my financial plans used to be somewhere in the area of 105 to 117 pages.
Wow.
And I had, and believe me, we don't do that anymore. But I think about those days, and I think about how much information was there and how much of it was just fluff. And so what we've done now is generally when we run through our money map process, we have the heavy lifting and we have enough pages. It's usually 20 or 30 pages on some level, but it also has a one page summary. Because if you have an engineer in the relationship, you usually have somebody else that isn't an engineer. Because two engineers in the same relationship is not a wonderful relationship, generally speaking. Somebody wants to know, hey, give me the paraphrase version. Like, give me the short version of this. And so we have that one page kind of assessment in our money map process. And then we have the heavier lifting that has a lot more of the details. And we give you both. And so it, no matter how you're built and how you're wired, you're going to understand it at the end, how things are going to map out.
Well, I know my wife is a mechanical engineer. Half the time I don't know what she's talking about when we're talking about work. You know, yeah. So I know you're right on that one. That is not a myth. That is absolutely a fact. We're talking about retirement planning myths on today's edition of the Financial Symphony. And Dan DiVerna, of course, the star of our show. Dan, how about when somebody comes in and says to you, my life is simple, so a will is all that I'm going to need to have all my affairs in order?
Well, that may sound good for most people, but I would tell you that for most people, they're doing some looking over in the sense of not thinking through the way things really should be. You know, even though you think you have a simple life, beneficiaries have to jump through a lot of hoops and they have to deal with a lot of kind of junk if you don't leave things exactly the way they should be. And so we have so many clients that as we sit and we uncover what they really want to have happen, we end up having to get attorneys involved and we end up mapping things out a little bit differently. And this happens all the time. And the idea of things going through probate and how much that costs and dotting of I's and crossing of T's and making sure that our client's will is what we're putting first, because everybody has a way that they'd like things to go. And usually we're actually able to do that when working with attorneys and working with outside counsel, we're able to do that without a lot of expense, and it saves so much energy on the other end. And I have so many people that come to me helping them sort things out from their parents who passed away, or sometimes even aunts and uncles. And I'll tell you what, when they have not dotted the I's and crossed the T's, it is always a colossal undertaking in comparison to sometimes that smooth transition as somebody passes away that had all their planning done correctly.
800-373-9715. That is 1-800-373-9715. That'll put you in touch with Creative Financial Partners. Dan DeVerna, of course, on our show every week. He's your financial consultant serving Perrysburg and Toledo, all of Northwest Ohio, really. 800-373-9715. He's been doing this for a very long time, has helped so many individuals, so many couples, so many families in general, and can certainly help you as well. We're talking about common retirement myths on today's show. And how about this one, Dan? My spouse is going to be fine when I'm gone. He or she will only need half as much income anyway. I can shoot a hole in that one myself.
Yeah, that's a pretty easy one to shoot a hole in, because your expenses don't go down that much. I mean, maybe you have two cars and you're going to sell one, and so now you only have one car. But besides how much food's being taken in, and I don't know how big of an eater you are. I know I'm definitely the bigger eater in my household. But when you think about, those are the nominal little things. But the roof over your head costs the same. The taxes are the same. You usually keep the house the same temperature. I mean, almost everything is the same. So usually 80 to 90% of the money that's being spent in a month is still going to have to be spent, whether it's just the one person or whether it's the two people that are currently in that situation right now. The other things to consider are, I mean, sometimes things will drop off, like things like pensions, things like Social Security, and you want to have a map for each one of these possible scenarios when they happen, because inevitably, I mean, generally speaking, but almost always, somebody's going to pass first. And so you have to make sure that you've got a scenario where everybody's going to be taken care of to the end, because nobody wants to be a burden on their kids, on their family, and have those situations happening.
Dan, some people think that when they retire, they need to dramatically shift from stocks to bonds in their portfolio, and that's a myth as well, right?
Well, it is. I mean, we talk about this almost every week, it seems like, but with now a rising interest rate environment, you have to be very sensitive to the types of bonds that you even own. I mean, shorter duration bonds is generally where we have most of our clients. Those bonds are not paying extremely high yields, so we've looked to other alternatives to be able to find and meet our clients' needs for their income. We look at things like cash value life insurance. We're looking at annuities. We're looking at lots of different places for us to be able to have an income that our clients can't outlive, that can provide them with an income stream that they can feel like is predictable, and that we don't get too far off the map. And so if you're looking to do this type of planning, if you're in a situation where you'd like that second opinion and you'd like it to be casual because you don't want to commit to anything, then I would be the perfect person to bounce these things off of. I mean, I remember when I first started doing this in the late 90s, and it felt very different to me because, you know, everything was so overwhelming and such a big deal. But now that we're in a situation where we have thousands of clients that we're taking care of here in Northwest Ohio, we're in a situation of strength. And so we sit down with a person and we want to make sure that we understand each other, and we want to make sure that it's a good fit. And that is the biggest priority for us. And so when it fits, everything just works out well, and we don't really have to feel like anybody's forcing anything. So if you'd like to just get that feel and get that vibe and see if I'm the person that kind of gives you the warm fuzzy, as I've said a lot, then we'd love for you to call right now. We'll get back to you sometime very soon, and we'll set up a time for us to just have a couple minutes together and see how it feels.
800-373-9715. 800-373-9715 is your number to call. Now, as Dan just said, chemistry is very important. Come in and see if you're a good fit with Dan DeVerna. I think you probably will enjoy getting to know Dan a little bit, and vice versa, certainly. But why not make it happen? There's no obligation. It's not going to cost you anything. 800-373-9715 is your number to call to make it happen. One more time, if you haven't written it down already, please do so right now. 800-373-9715. You're listening to the Financial Symphony. I'm Ron Stutz, along with Dan DeVerna of Creative Financial Partners, and there's more on the way.
Children who study music tend to have a larger vocabulary and more advanced reading skills than peers. You'll get the same effect when you meet with a local financial maestro. It's an education about the financial world that will enable and equip you to better understand how markets work and how your portfolio can work for you, and how you can retire with more peace of mind than those around you who are using tired, outdated strategies. Get on track to retire with confidence and knowledge.
In Northwestern Ohio, call Dan DiVerna at 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715.
It's time for another Musical Connection, where we blend the worlds of music and finance together. Here's friend of the show, financial advisor and musician Mark Lloyd with Ron Stutz.
It's time for another Musical Connection on the Financial Symphony. I'm Ron Stutz along with Mark Lloyd. And Mark, of course, we've been talking about the Eagles, Jackson Brown, Glenn Frey. We've been talking specifically about the song Take It Easy. And what can we learn about retirement planning from that great, iconic tune? Now, according to Glenn Frey, somebody asked him what the song meant, and he's the one who came up with a lot of the lyrics. He said the message of the song is simply, you shouldn't get too big too fast. That's not what I took out of it when I heard it all those thousands
there you
of
go.
Times.
Sometimes, you know, lyrics and songs have different meanings to different people.
A different interpretation, that's for sure. You know, different strokes for different folks is what another songwriter said. But what is the message that we can get from that song and what Glenn Frey said it meant?
Well, it's real simple. You know, there's no get-rich-quick scheme out here. You know, oh, I need this next hot stock. My brother-in-law or my uncle or my brother or my sister or my friend or somebody at the water cooler says, this is what I need to get in. Well, you know, I need to be in gold. I mean, I need to be in silver. I need to be here. I need to be there. I need to be in coins. I hear this all the time. You know, and the thing about it is, if you sit there and look at it, The best thing you could do to grow money long term is stocks, folks. It's stocks. And it's having a diversified blend of stocks. And it's not trying to time the market, but trying to ride the wave of the market. But again, like we've said earlier, it's all about where you're at in your life. You know, one thing we try to do? We try to customize the strategies to fit your comfort level and your specific situation. So if I'm sitting here and someone has come in and they've already accumulated a pretty healthy nest egg, and we know that that's enough to live comfortably up till age 100, say, then, you know, it's real simple. We want to continue to grow it because we're going to have inflation and we're going to have unexpected expenses. But at the same time, I also know we don't need to lose a chunk of it. We need to make sure that we have minimum losses if the market has another correction. And I say the word if because I'm trying to be optimistic on the air, but I'm not very optimistic. It's not if we have a correction. It's when we have a correction.
Yeah.
It's just we don't know when it's going to be because nobody knows. There's no guru, prognosticator, crystal ball reader, you know, palm reader that's going to be able to tell you exactly when the market's going to go down. Matter of fact, if you take a look at every market crash we've ever had, there was mixed signals all over the marketplace when right before the crashes happened. So if that happens and you're caught, you know, and you don't realize it and it's going down. I just met with a client last week and I showed them that their portfolio that they're invested in right now, and I have to tip my hat to the gentleman. He was a self-investor and he's made good money in the market. He's done a good job. But, you know, I asked him, I said, how much are you willing for your portfolio to dip before you start getting nervous and worried and you get this funny feeling in your stomach? And he says, Mark, the maximum is 10% of my value. He says, you know, I'm sitting right here with a little over, you know, 1.2 million, and I could go down about 120,000. I think I'd be okay. I said, all right. I did an analysis. Do you know how much those particular holdings he was in, how much they lost in 2008?
I bet a lot.
38%.
Oh, my goodness.
38%, almost 40. 38%. I said, okay, over a third of your portfolio, these holdings went away in 2008. Now, the worst part about it, 30% of it happened in 90 days. Wow. 90 days. Ouch. One calendar quarter. 30% of it dropped in 90 days. Are you busy out there? Do you look at your portfolio every day, or do you wait for your next quarterly statement? Ouch. Now I realized that, you know, the media and the news and the nightly news and the, and 24 hour, you know, 24/7 business news is going to let you know something's happening in the market. But if you keep saying, well, this is temporary, this is temporary, this is temporary, and you don't have a plan in place, you could lose a huge chunk of your portfolio. And you know what? You know, the worst part about it is it takes time to make that up.
Sure.
So it's critical for you. It is so important that you have a risk assessment done, a stress test done on your portfolio to know exactly how much risk you have so you're not caught on the next market downturn. Ron, share with our audience how to get that risk assessment.
Just pick up the phone and call 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715. You can get a complimentary review of your financial plan. Just call now to take advantage. 800-373-9715.
You're listening to the Financial Symphony, striking the right chords in your financial plan.
Welcome back to the Financial Symphony. Ron Stutz here along with Dan DiVerna of Creative Financial Partners. Dan DiVerna is your financial consultant. He has helped so many people over the years and certainly can help you too. He's on the radio every week talking about retirement planning and how you can best prepare for that. And believe me, Dan has worked with all kinds of different scenarios and certainly would love it if you would give him a phone call and set up a time where you can come in and have a conversation. Very informal, getting to know you session. 800-373-9715. That is 800-373-9715. If you haven't written that down already, please do it right now. 800-373-9715. Again, Dan DiVerna, and this segment of our show is called The Community Connection. Dan has a very special guest for today, and Dan, I'll turn it over to you.
So everybody gets to hear me talk on Saturdays and Sundays when on the replay and everything, but every once in a while I actually get to bring somebody that's a little more involved in my life day to day, and this is one of those days. I've got Sensei Joe Hertzsellers in the studio today, and it's a lot of fun. I think back, and I'm a recovering fat guy, and so when I first met Sensei Joe, I was probably 45 pounds heavier than I am now, and I felt like I needed to lose some weight from my top weight, even to go into the dojo for the first time. But I'll never ever forget my first visit in. And I reference all the time the kind of the parallels between somebody picking up the phone and calling right now and leaving a message and kind of how scary it is because they don't know me and it's kind of intimidating. And until you get to know me, you're a little bit scared. And I think of that as I walked up to the dojo for the first time and I was, you know, I knew I wanted to. I'd been digging into it for a long time, but I was really scared. And so once I entered the dojo for the first time, it just felt like home. It just felt right. And so Sensei would like to just kind of welcome you to the show and say hello again for the, you know, thousandth time.
Well, I'm honored to be on the show. And I'm also honored that, as of a year or so ago, you started taking care of my financial stuff and you've put my business and my family in a better position than what would have been otherwise. So it's a great relationship both ways.
Yeah. Awesome. Awesome. So to get a little bit of background on the dojo and who you are, you know, if you want to just give us a little commercial just to get us warmed up here, that would be awesome.
Well, yeah, you know, we're a martial arts school, but what really makes us unique is we not just focus on the physical, the self-defense, that part, but we really teach people how to get their mind up to speed, because you know what happens is when your mind is right, everything works. You know, you can't defend yourself unless your mind's right. You can know all the technique, but you won't be successful. And you know what people discover is most of the time in life, we don't need to be able to defend ourselves, but what we do need is we need to have our mind right, because that helps us everywhere we go.
Yeah, yeah, that's pretty fantastic. And one of the big takeaways that I've had from the dojo, besides the amazing people there, is the meditation and having that be, you know, in a somewhat stressful job, even though I love what I do, having that meditation be kind of one of the building blocks and the staples has been an amazing gift that martial arts has given me and that you've given me, frankly. And that's been really an awesome thing. But, you know, our dojo, one of the reasons that we've got Sensei in here is we just made the move. And what I mean by that is we are in a situation where our dojo has just been growing exponentially. I mean, I think about almost 10 years ago when I started practicing and we were in this kind of little dojo and it was great. I mean, it was like a dojo like you might see on TV, you know, and now we've got this just, it's unbelievable. And so when you speak to kind of how that evolved and how that happened?
We've just been really blessed. I mean, a dojo is space, and it's what we do in the space that really counts. But the outer edges of our space is awful beautiful. And we have worked with the Shops at Fallen Timbers. Their management team has been incredible to us. And we're significantly expanding our operation. We're going to be right on Main Street. We're doing the move. I mean, our grand opening is really this weekend. And it is gorgeous. And we just are happy that they have been able to be so gracious and provide the canvas so that we can do the great work for the community that I think we're doing.
Yeah, so first of all, if somebody wanted to find you, like where would they find you, on the web or a phone number, and then the physical location out at Fallen Timbers?
Yeah, you bet. So we're ohiomartialarts.com. There's a wealth of free information on that site. It'll tell you everything about us, including our location. But we are directly across from the main entrance of Dillard's on Main Street, on the opposite side of the street, right by the Hallmark shop, right between the Hallmark shop and the Shoe Depot Encore, and just a beautiful space.
Yeah, it's kind of neat. When I think of where we started or where we kind of came from and now we're here, I mean, you've got this magnificent place and this beautiful complex, and then we've got, like, some of the things that you – I mean, I'm laughing because to think that we have changing rooms for boys and girls and men and women and all these things, like, this is just not stuff that we kind of grew up with. And until you take this stuff and when you finally get rewarded with having all this space and all these things, it's like, wow, we actually, because we have so many women practicing martial arts. I mean, I don't know how much of our population, if you will, is women, but most dojos, it seems like they're almost all kids. And we have a sensational kids program, but how did you build such an adult program like you have?
Well, yeah, I mean, it really is speaking to the things that matter to people. You know, we create fitness. You're a testimony of that, right? And we create powerful self-defense. We can empower people. That's what usually people get involved with us for. But the single biggest thing is that adults really need to have something more. They really need to get their mind right. And we teach specifically how to do that. And it's not something we just talk about. It's something that we talk about in every single class, and we work on it every single class. And there's specific tools and techniques that we teach. And I think that really makes us unmatched. I mean, honestly, I can tell you this. I've been at literally dozens and dozens of dojos, and there's very few people in the country, maybe even in the world, that do anything like what we do.
That's awesome. And as I'm thinking of like a little bit more of the backstory, I mean, tell us about how you got started with martial arts, I guess.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm the story of that kid that got picked on a lot. I've been in martial arts since I was 15 years old, and so that's I turned 52. I turned 53 this year. I have to ask my wife. She'd probably be teasing me. So I've been doing it for a very, very long time. But I was that kid that always got picked on. I was very unathletic. I didn't have a lot of friends, and I had a lot of low self-esteem issues. And getting started in martial arts was the significant thing that changed my life. But what I tell the young people, especially those that have been through that situation where they're getting picked on, the thing I discovered was, at first, I couldn't defend myself, and I had this group of bullies that were really making my life difficult. And then I got to the point where I could defend myself, and I realized that all the bullies had gone away. And I realized that we were attracting every single thing that was coming to us. I was attracting bullies by being weak. And when you turn somebody on the inside on and they become strong, then a lot of the great things that they've always wanted, always dreamed of in life just start come pouring in. And people begin to be blessed in other areas that are not even in the physical realm. And that's the beautiful thing about what we do.
Yeah. Yeah. I say, as many of the people that are close to me, I almost think of you know, the dojo as a place of worship on some level. And I would say Sensei oftentimes has these talks, and we'll go into class, and we'll, you know, I think I'm broaching 600 classes. So I spend a lot of time on the mats. And after every single time that Sensei teaches a class, he'll say something, and sometimes it'll go for 2 or 3 minutes and sometimes 10. But I oftentimes feel like, if you've ever gone to church and felt like the pastor was like preaching to you, I feel like he's like looking at me and there's nobody else in the room and he's just saying exactly what I need to hear. And between that and then all of the kind of the chemistry that the people in the dojo share, it's been pretty magical for me. And so Sensei and I had a conversation now, I guess it's probably 4 years ago, I'm guessing, and we talked about like what we could do, because, you know, this martial arts thing has really changed my life. And so a few of the senior students got together and we started an organization called the Martial Artists for the Advancement of Mindfulness. And at this point, we've given out hundreds of scholarships. And we're an official 501c3, so it's a non-for-profit, and nobody's ever taken any money out of this thing for any reason except to give scholarships to kids, mainly, and some adults that wouldn't be able to practice martial arts otherwise. And so at this point, every once in a while, we're doing some different fundraisers, and we just wrapped up on an amazing 5K run that was super successful, and we're on to the next thing. And it's so much fun. But would you just kind of, I don't know if you want to expand on that a little bit?
Well, it's just a beautiful thing. And the great thing is it's organic. It's people like you primarily, but then the other group of board members that group has attracted to allow people to practice martial arts that wouldn't otherwise. And I tell people my story that, you know, I came from tremendous poverty as a child. And if it hadn't have been for a tragedy in my life, which was specifically my grandfather died of lung cancer caused by being a coal miner. So my grandmother got a little tiny settlement, not very much money, and it was just enough money for me to start martial arts. Mm-hmm. And now I'm humbled and grateful that there have literally been thousands and thousands of people whose lives have been changed by my book, by my message, by our dojo, by people like you, all because there was just a little bit of money. And sometimes all that people need is just that little break, just a little bit of money, and it can really, really change the world.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, why don't you say just a little commercial on your book? Because, well, I've read it a couple times. It's really good.
Great. It's called Break the Chain. It's on Amazon. Of course, we also have it available in the dojo. You can look it up. It's Break the Chain. And then my name is Joseph Hurtsellers. It's Hurtsellers. And it really talks about our style of martial arts. And it also talks about a little bit about my story, how I struggled for many years until I figured out how to use my mind right, and how martial arts does that for people.
Awesome. So one more time, let's just give everybody a little bit of exposure on a way to track you down, a way to track us down, and to find us on the mats. We've got classes about 6 days a week now, early in the morning, late in the evening, in the summer we've got different hours. Where can they find all this information?
It's all at ohiomartialarts.com. ohiomartialarts.com. And again, there's just a bunch of free information for you there.
Awesome. Thanks. We really appreciate you spending a little bit of time and coming in and joining us. And I appreciate you very much and kind of changing my world, my whole family's world. And just thank you much, sir.
I'm blessed and I'm truly honored.
Awesome. Thank you, sir.
An absolutely inspiring conversation today on the Financial Symphony. Now you know where Dan DiVerna gets some of his inspiration. The number to call to get in touch with Dan to come in and have a conversation is 800-373-9715. The conversation you have in Dan's office will be inspiring as well. You'll learn a lot that you didn't know. 800-373-9715. That'll put you through to Creative Financial Partners. Dan DiVerna, you're here on the show every single week. Your financial consultant would love to get to know you. And one more time at that number, 1-800-373-9715. You're listening to the Financial Symphony. I'm Ron Stutz along with Dan DiVerna. Thanks for listening.
The Financial Symphony is reaching its crescendo. Your local financial maestro is coming up next.
You're listening to the Financial Symphony. I'm Ron Stutz along with Dan DiVerna of Creative Financial Partners. And the number to call to reach Dan is 800-373-9715. So many people call that number every week and come in for a really quick conversation, a conversation so you can learn a whole lot about financial matters and about your retirement. That's what this show is all about. And the number to call to make it happen, to get individual information, is 800-373-9715. There is no one-size-fits-all plan when it comes to retirement planning, and that's why Dan DiVerna would like to sit down and have a conversation with you, a very comfortable conversation, no pressure, no salesmanship involved. 800-373-9715. That's 1-800-373-9715. You can come into Perrysburg and have that conversation wherever you live in northwestern Ohio. And Dan, as always, we've gotten some great questions on the request line this week. Roger is in Toledo, and Roger says, I've had some losses in my IRA recently. Nothing huge, but it still makes me nervous. My broker says he's not worried about it because everything goes up in the long run. But I'm 60 years old. I'm not sure he understands my sense of urgency. Is he right? Do you think I should just chill out at this point?
Well, Roger, you should definitely chill out. But I'll tell you, it is our job to make sure that our clients are comfortable. And so you might be in a situation, as we see many, many people, as they get a little bit older and they get closer to that retirement date, or sometimes in retirement, they realize that they just don't want that bouncing around anymore. They don't want the opportunity to lose the kind of dollars that so many people experienced in 2007 to 2009 and all that bouncing around. So if you're in a situation like that, it is time to kind of have a heart-to-heart with your advisor, and to make sure that you are absolutely on the same page. You want to make sure that he or she understands where you are and where your place is, because I've got some clients that are in their 60s and 70s that invest like they're young people, and they understand it, and they're happy when things are good. And yes, they're a little disappointed when things aren't good, but they understand it. And then I've got some other people that have just gotten more and more conservative. And so we've just kind of tightened things up a little bit. And so we know that the range is not there. So they no longer have some of the upside potential that they once had, but they also know and are very comfortable with the fact that they don't have the opportunity for the losses. And so I think it would be a key time and a crucial time for you to go in and have that talk with your advisor. And I'll tell you this, many, many, many times I'm the guy that comes in at the stage where somebody is getting ready to retire, or they are retired and they decided to shift gears. And we're doing our money map process, and we're dotting the I's and crossing the T's, because oftentimes that advisor that took you through that accumulation phase is not the same person that takes you through that retirement phase. And so if you're in a situation where you feel like maybe you were with the person that was going to help you accumulate, but maybe they're not the right person, it's completely possible that it's time to shift gears in that way too.
Gosh, Dan, it strikes me that you have helped so many people, and I know why you enjoy doing your job so much. You wake up in the morning and you're excited to get to work and help somebody else, and gosh, that must be a really good feeling when somebody walks out of your office and they have a smile on their face, feeling better about their future.
Yeah, I think about one of my friends. Well, I call him a friend. He's a client too, but he called me this week, or fired off a text to me really early, just something. And I answered right back, and he's like, holy cow, because works for the plumbers and pipe fitters. Mm-hmm. And he said, boy, I knew you got up early, but this early? And I said, yeah, I get up at 4:57 every day. And like, why in the world would you get up at 4:57? I said, if you go to work and it's not like work, it isn't that bad. And so I've always had that, you know, I grew up with that mentality, of the hardworking mentality. And, you know, I try to instill that in my kids, and we've done a pretty good job, but it's hard because you want them to have the stuff that you didn't have, but yet you want them to work for it and earn it and all those things. So I'm trying to strike the balance just like everybody else is. But the neat thing for my personal situation, which I don't see enough of, is people that are going to work and it's not a job, you know, and I'm just blessed, so blessed to have found the place where going to work isn't hard for me. This is just the natural thing, and it's one of the most comfortable places I could possibly be every day.
find something you absolutely love to do and manage to make a living doing it, and you never have to work a day in your life.
That is so right.
Got another question here from Gretchen in Oregon. Gretchen says, I just lost my job and will probably be without income for a few months while I find the next one. First of all, she's pretty optimistic about being able to find something fairly quickly here. And she wants to know, is this a good time to do a Roth conversion since I won't have as much income this year as I normally have?
Gretchen, you are educated far above the average person to be thinking like this. That's a great idea, Gretchen. The idea of converting money into a Roth IRA, and we actually have a calculator that helps tell you when you should do that, how you should do it, at what age it makes the most sense. Sometimes it doesn't. Oftentimes people are really excited about the idea of taking money out of things like 401ks and traditional IRAs and converting it into a Roth because you'll never have to pay taxes on it again. The biggest problem, always the biggest problem, is you want to have the ability to write the check out of your checking or savings or non-qualified funds to pay the taxes on that for that conversion. If you have those means there, Gretchen, I think that's a great idea. I don't want to speak to your situation and act like I know all of the moving parts, but conceptually, I like where your head's at.
We have some smart listeners out there. Dan, wouldn't you agree? That's a really smart question. Here on the Financial Symphony, the way you would like to get in touch with Dan DiVerna and set up a conversation in Dan's office, 800-373-9715. That is 800-373-9715. If you like, you can check out Dan DiVerna on his website, dandiverna.com. Really easy to remember, dandiverna.com. Or just call the number, 800-373-9715. One more question on today's show from Bill in Tiffin. And Bill says, I was planning to work for one more year and then retire. But I'm now hearing that we might have some layoffs and I could be offered a severance package equal to 1 year's salary. So that actually seems like it would be great news since I was only planning to work another year anyway. Am I dumb for hoping that I get laid off?
Bill, winner, winner, chicken dinner. This is potentially an awesome, awesome opportunity if it really happens for you. No, Bill, I don't think you're dumb at all for hoping that you get laid off. I think that situation just kind of presents itself every once in a while. We have those situations where everything just kind of lines up. So I think if this happens for you, I think it's a blessing. And I think, when things are supposed to be, they're just supposed to be. So I wish you the best of luck, Bill. And if you need anybody to crunch the numbers and make sure it all works, I would love for you us to get an opportunity to do that. And one of the questions I get a lot is kind of what does that first meeting look like? And I'll just tell you that it's very laid back. Sometimes it's a little funny. We'll sit.